Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. And before I get into this comic book review, I'm going to ask you to please subscribe. It does help with the metrics. That's out of the way. Let's get into this. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. We have Silk number 3. I've already reviewed Silk 1 and 2. I kind of liked 1 and 2. Number 3... I got to give it a good thumbs up, too. I like the character, Cindy Moon. If you don't know her background, she was bitten by the same radioactive spider as Peter Parker, but she grew up kind of in isolation. She became Silk. Short story. So, as you know, she is trying to track down who is taking out all these gang members in town, and she's kind of narrowed it down to Saya Ishii, who is the CEO of Fujinet. And that woman she's bad news. She's also, Cindy Moon is seeing a psychiatrist, and that psychiatrist just happens to be the bad woman's brother, Saya Ishii's brother. And bad thing is, she's crushing on dude. She thinks he's really cute. He appears to be a nice guy, and it's kind of like he's trying to stop his sister from doing all this weird stuff, but he didn't. So, during her psychiatry visit, she gets an alert that there's an attack going down. So, she goes to stop it. And we have a name for the big demon cat now. I didn't have that before. They're calling her Kasha. K-A-S-H-A. And that Kasha is either working for or with Saya Ishii. That Kasha, the demon cat, is basically, I guess, putting a hit on one of the higher-up gang members. She's too late, and she can't save him. He's dead. So she goes to go check on J. Jonah, and Jonah invites her in to eat. So she grabs some food with J. Jonah, and goes back out. She wants to get to the root of the problem. She knows Saya Ishii has something to do with it. She goes to talk to her at her big penthouse there. And they were expecting her, so they usher her right up. And, they're going back and forth. And that Saya Ishii, to let her know she knows who she is, she's basically making fun of her clothes, saying, oh, is that jacket rayon? You'd look much better in silk. So then Silk freaks. She's like, oh, man, she knows who I am. What am I going to do? And then her silk, and they're calling it silk sense instead of spidey sense. So she's got silk sense, Cindy sense. And the Saya Ishii girl sends her bodyguards after her. And, she's silk. They don't really touch her. She is able to dodge them pretty easily. She jumps out the window, takes off. And... You figure out, then she goes back. She's trying to figure out all this. She gets a secret letter. Hey, if you want to find out about Saya Ishii's involvement with this gang, meet me at this place at this time. And then it cuts over, and Saya Ishii is walking in the woods, and this tree with a hollowed trunk is glowing green, and she's walking into it. And obviously, she's got some powers too, because her eyes are lit up and she's got some kind of energy thing in her hands. She walks down, and Kasha is summoning a freaking huge demon for some reason. We don't know why, and even Saya says, hey, I brought you to take out my enemies, not, bring up a big demon. Cuts back to Cindy. She's meeting these people in this building. Come to find out, it is Silvio. I can't remember his name. He used to be part of the Magia, which was how they got around using the name Mafia. They used Magia. Dude, it's Silvermane. He was, I believe he's from Italy. Big mobster in the Magia. He rose to prominence. Something happened to him. He almost died, and they end up taking his head and some other body parts. He's kind of basically a cyborg now. He's more robot than human. And he tells her, hey, you want to find out more about this woman? Let me tell you about my little girl. And boom, Silvermane. So we have two villains now. We've got Sayaishi. Actually, three if you count the demon cat. Sayaishi, Kasha, that demon cat, and now Silvermane. So I'm guessing, hopefully, that you know that Sayaishi and Kasha are going to end up being part of her rogues gallery. She really needs to build up a good villain base. Every hero needs a good villain base. And I believe that's going to be hers. This, I would put it on my subscription list if I were you guys. Don't pick it up off the shelf. You might miss it. Subscribe. So far, it's a good story. If you like the Spider family, she's one of my favorites from the Spider family. I'm kind of upset they didn't bring her into Spider-Verse. That would have been really cool. But they didn't. And the artwork on the cover is just amazing also. It's worth the read. That's my review of Silk number 3. So, if you like that video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. Wherever that button's at, just click it. It's free. It's free. Subscription's free. It helps with the metrics a ton. And you can hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. Until that new video comes out. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.